to give permission when I don't actually know what's going to be there. I do know that I wouldn't like to come out of those gates onto Epernall Way as it is at the moment, because the visibility splays are not there. And that worries me very much. And I don't think I can give planning permission. No problem with the house at all. It's the Epernall Way bit.
Thank you. Councillor Smidovich.
I'm glad Sandy said what she said, because I've been sitting here agonising about this. But E5 at the top, I took those 2 points very much to heart. And I wondered if officers could go back to the early pictures of the front of the house. Yes, that one. And then you had another one right after that one. There was a garage there. Can you recall whether there was space the other side of that garage? The draft showed. And bearing in mind what was said at the top of E5 and looking at the front there, where there's probably room there for parking for 3 or 4 cars, and I think there was a sort of lean-to effect at the side of the house. I couldn't see from the original layout why there couldn't be that road. I know we're not here to redesign this, but as an alternative, I would have put the drive to go round the side, and they can have a garage anywhere else in the garden they want. But I'm afraid I'm a little bit like Sandy. I'm uncomfortable with this, bearing in mind what's said at the top of E5, and I think there could be alternatives.
Thank you. Councillor Campbell.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Yeah, I always thought accesses had drop curbs. There's no drop curb there, is there? Yes. Okay. So I've never seen it used, though.
It's there.
Sorry, would you like to confirm?
Through you, Chair, yes. There is a drop curb there, and I think it's just important to remind members that this is an existing access way. It may be the case that it's not been used for a number of years, but there's nothing to stop the applicant from opening those gates tomorrow and using it tomorrow or tonight when they go home. And I think that's really important for you to consider, along with the fact that if this, that they could build a garage under permitted development rights tomorrow as well. It's only included in this application by virtue of the fact that the house has been extended, so otherwise they could just do it.
Councillor Grimley.
Yes, it's picking up on the comments that we don't know exactly what will be put into the access way. Is that not something we could ask for beforehand or get as agreed to get the development moving?
Yeah, through you, Chair. We could condition the details of the gates and the boundary treatment for the access arrangements to be provided.
Thank you.
And obviously undertaken in relation to the development, the appropriate timescales.
Thank you. So that would be another amendment. Would you be happy with that? Seconder? Thank you. Councillor Seaton.
Thank you. I'm a little bit worried about the insisting that the rear drive is done before the first thing, so that development traffic can get onto it. All I can see is this lovely paved area or tarmacked or whatever. Obviously, I don't want it to be tarmacked. It's got to be permeable or whatever. Being messed up by some wagon dropping a load of bricks off. So I don't think that's something that we ought to tell them that they've got to do a nice driveway and then allow all this traffic to come onto it. I envisage the back garden being a real mess for a long, long time while the building work goes on of the house, and I should imagine the construction of the garage would be probably the last thing that they would do. So I'm a bit worried about, again, of restricting what they can do and when they should do it, because I should imagine a development like this would be managed anyway. And things will be done when things should be done. So I'm worried about restricting them.
We're not telling them to build the garage. We're not telling them to build yet. What we're saying is that the entrance, if it's going to be, must be opened up, and any traffic that uses it has got to be able to come off the highway. That's what's being said.
Yeah, so what we were saying was we won't condition it that it had to be finished surface material before the work was done. We were trying to say don't, we won't do that, not that we will.
Thank you. Councillor Gerrard.
Thank you, Chair. Are we voting on the garage and thing, the road access, or the house? Or is it the house plus a condition of the garage? I'm getting confused here. Thank you.
No, we've got a planning application which we will vote on, and one of the changes in the conditions is that the traffic that is going to be delivering to and from the house must be off the roadway effectively. If they can do it at the front, they can do it at the front, but basically they do it at the back entrance. Thank you. Councillor Jukes.
I think we should look at this in full context, in as much as the entrance and exit is onto a one-way system. The lorries coming up to deliver will be turning right into the property, and the exiting the property turning left to the island. And once you've ascertained the width that you need to do that with a commercial vehicle, I don't really see the problem.
Anyone in the comment? I'll nod.
I mean, in terms of, it would be actually, obviously, they would turn off left and then they'd go left. So I just got slightly confused by the detail provided. So could you just clarify what the point is that's being requested? Because I was working through that in my head at the same time.
I think it was the size of the lorries coming in and going out. I think it was more the problem.
I mean, yeah, if I could just come in. So it means they'll be turning left and then in, and they'll be turning left out. Yeah.
Just come in there, Chair, if you don't mind. This isn't a major development. This is a small house extension. There's not going to be hundreds of lorries queuing up on Epinal Way to turn left into that entrance. It's not Loughborough University, is it? It's a small house extension.
Correct.
Yeah, we can just clarify. It's part of the constructive method statement, if you remember, we mentioned about delivery, so we can address that through the details of how deliveries will be addressed as part of that condition.
Yep. Right, we have a proposition to support the officer's recommendation with the modifications to the conditions that we have parking off the road.
If I've understood it correctly, it's a construction method statement to be submitted and agreed with the local planning authority, and this should cover things such as parking, access arrangement and delivery arrangements during the construction period. It should also ensure that traffic during the construction or associated with this construction is off of Epinal Way, and the gates are removed off of the highway boundary in order to allow vehicles exiting the site to stand clear of the highway exiting and entering.
And then in addition, we have a further condition just in terms of providing details of the gate and the boundary treatments around the access into the site and in the site.
OK. Does that comply with your requirements? OK. All those in favour? Against? That's granted. Thank you very much. That concludes tonight's meeting. Thank you very much.